to another CP podcast. I'm your host, CP, and this is the CP podcast, the podcast for CP, where CP talk about the shit he want to talk about sometime, and sometime it'd be late, because we'd be on CP time. And to my left, coming in with the wrestler here. Oh, yeah. Smooth. I know you used to wrestle a lot when you was a kid, didn't you?
Biggest compliment you could have paid me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wrestler hair is fucking great. Wrestler come out like, you'd be like,
That's great. I got to do it while I have it.
I feel it's going away. Man, you know what? My shit not going away yet, but it's definitely, the growth is slowing down. I was excited for it. I mean, the growth is like, how much more you want? Because you know, some people, well, you don't know, because I mean, and this is in the black community. Some people can only grow a little fro. Some people fro, and they be like them old men who like be walking around with their hands in their back pocket. All they got is a little bitty fro, and them fros be real responsible too. Them guys always do their taxes. Them guys be like, "What now? If I put 40% down to Uncle Sam, anyway." Tony Valentino. Who is no longer a guest. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. Sometimes your palate turns into a twin size bed, turns to a full bed, then a queen, then a California king. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And of course, over here, the mommy making a man, Roman is here, and then his outer shell. You know what no. You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy though? It's like Krang. It's like, you ever seen Krang on Ninja Turtles where he had the brain was down here and the rest of the body was just like walking around? And if I were you, if you're still gonna be pregnant on Halloween, I would Krang it. That's just me. You know, if I was pregnant, I would do Krang. I'm never gonna be pregnant, but I'm saying if I was pregnant, I'd Krang the shit out of my shit. And then dressing all black like Lil' Kim said, he got on a black bucket hat, which is like, I know the sun will be so confused when they see a mirror. Be like, damn, I can't tan him. I can't tan him. You know what I'm saying? Amir's here. Running the boards, man. We all see the camera go from me to Maya to Tony to Amir. Are we doing the Amir cam today? Or we got Tony cam today? Yeah, Tony's using the Amir cam. When you go from that, bam, that'd be Amir. And that's like really being a DJ. Can we talk about that for a second? It's like you a VJ. You like a video jockey. You know what I'm saying? You're like, any request? Cool. Maya, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like, whoa, whoa. And then you're like, bam, CP. You know what I'm saying? So that's dope. That's dope. And we was on a starship. We been talking to you like, God damn it, Amir, get us away from the sun. You'd be like, warp speed. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, there it is. Anyway, we here, man. If y'all saw my Instagram post, you know, we were, they brought it to me. Amaya brought it to me about how apparently they were in the Everglades looking at frog assholes, and they found that a lot of the male frog assholes had been tampered with. And they were like, what is going on with all these frog assholes? And so they did some research and they found out that there's a huge homosexual community down in the frog. Huge! And you know what I'm saying? It's like, good for them frogs, first of all, representing the green piece of the rainbow. And then it's a chemical causing this. The chemical is oatmeal, correct?
It's a little more complicated. This is more of a taint issue than a frog issue.
Okay.
The male taint is getting shorter.
First of all, she like, she ain't seen no damn male taint in a long time. I'll tell you why. Well, the male taints are getting shorter because what's going on is the chemicals are shrinking the male taints. And we know this because we've done the research. We have about 6 male taints in our laboratory right now that we're basically looking at those taints, and they're nice taints. I'm not going to lie to you. They're nice taints. My bad. I just want to give her a voice. Go ahead.
Now, this lady, she's named Shauna Swan, PhD, and she's been going around looking at the testosterone levels for men. Mm-hmm. And she's seen that they're declining. So, like, the testosterone levels for y'all are much less than they were for your fathers. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, see, this title, the number one reason humans are suddenly being born genderless, I think that's a bit reactionary. I don't think we can go that far.
It's a little clickbaity.
A little clickbaity. I think we can say that there's a lot of chemicals that we're being exposed to that's making the men's testosterone levels fall. Right.
And the testosterone levels go down. Apparently, the size of your taint is directly correlated with testosterone levels.
So are the taints getting smaller?
The taints are getting smaller. Wow. Yeah.
So next thing you know, like, you about to be just peeing out your butt.
I don't really.
That's crazy. I'm going to tell you, man, I ain't going to lie. I ain't saying I'm not as manly as my dad, but I tell you what, these last 3-4 years, I've been crying at every NBA draft. It's like, man, that shit be hitting me, man. Like, look at these, man, they changing their life. Look at the dad, man. You know what I'm saying? Something about it, man. I used to make it through a draft easy. Now, man, please.
Testosterone can make you emotional, though.
Ooh, in the wrong way.
In the wrong way, though.
Yeah.
That's true. So, you know, them the motherfuckers that be punching their shoulders. Nah, man. You ever been to a funeral with somebody on steroids?
No.
That's funny as fuck. I'm sorry.
It was like, man, dude I used to work with at Best Buy, he was on steroids, and they could never keep shirts in his size. He needed a 4X with a medium waist. And he was yoked up, and then his grandma died. We all went to the funeral, and he was like, no. He was crying. He broke a couple pews, and then he was her only pallbearer. And he just... I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
This is the official report. It says that... So it's called prenatal exposure to phthalates is associated with decreased... anogenital distance and penile size in male newborns.
Damn, can you imagine your first day here? You got a little dick. like, god damn. Like, you're like, wait, what? What happened? The doctor's like, oh my god. He's like, what's that? It was going to like, man, do you see this dick on this kid? He's like, are you serious, sir? I am one day old. Like, my dick ain't got to be the biggest that it needs to be. Like, nah, it should be way bigger than that. And they were like, what? And then they put you in the war with all the babies with the Q-tip dicks.
This is like, oh yeah, it's prenatal exposure. So women who are pregnant, especially in their first trimester, should avoid phthalates completely.
And what are phthalates?
So that is a lot of chemicals. They're endocrine disruptors. They're in makeup. They're in hair products. They're in... fragrances and stuff
plastics,
like that. Plastics as well. So all of these things that they push on women and ask them to buy, like convince them to buy so they look prettier, all this stuff has this chemical that's going to mess up your boys.
And a lot of, we're not saying it's conspiracy. A lot of, like, this is what I was talking about the other day. Like Alex Jones says, this is a conspiracy to turn the whole nation genderless, to reduce the testosterone in men purposefully to pacify the country.
I wonder if it's just like some super villain woman somewhere who just won, like, make them all bitch ass niggas. And you're like, what? She's like, yes. Maybe she got dumped. And she's like, yes, make them all of them bitch ass, shrink their baby's dicks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
maybe. I don't know, man. Again,
it's crazy how we study this. We don't, you know, we don't even know what food causes little titty babies, but we are all over the little dick babies.
Well, they say that breasts are getting bigger in girls earlier, right? Because of hormones in the milk.
Because of, bovine hormones.
And that's definitely a supervillain man.
Yeah.
Nah, we need Chris Henson to go sit down like, so, Dr. Strange, can we talk to you about... Why? You like, well, the way I was seeing it was, I wasn't trying to get the kids' titties bigger, but it's like, when they grow into women, the titties already be, sir, listen.
That's funny. But that's just a check-in, right? There's no new news.
I mean, this has been going on forever. I just want to let women know, if they're trying to get pregnant or in their first trimester, especially second trimester, just, you know, go hippie, like leave it alone a little bit.
I have 3 frogs right now in my house.
Really?
Should I speak to them about just acceptance and me just, you know, whoever they want to be?
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
But yeah.
You can put them through experiments.
I do have 3 frogs, though. Put them through experiments like what?
You give them this atrazine and see if they switch genders.
Why? No. Okay, let me back it up. My daughters have three frogs that I'm responsible for. I do not want to switch the gender of their frogs. I think this is crazy that you can do that. Switch the gender of a frog. Can you imagine that? Like, switch the gender of your dog. Like your dog be a girl and it'd be nice, and then you'd be like, go boy mode. And then it just
put him in a Tupperware for the
next. It come out like, rrr. Yeah, so basically my dog is a boy when I'm not at home, but when I get home, it's a girl.
Well, just in case this is somebody's first episode, what the correlation is that...
Oh, hippie. Oh, we have, my bad, we have White's tree frogs, the dumpy frogs. They're so friendly and cool, man. They're some greedy little motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about feeding them crickets.
I got them, this pet shop up here, man. It's like amazing. Crickets were super cheap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think like 40, 30 crickets for like $2. But then they dust them with the calcium dust for you. So you ain't got to do it at home. Because them crickets stink. I don't know what's up with crickets. They need to, you know. Yeah.
But the correlation is Alex Jones freaked out about the frogs being gay, if you remember that.
And he got this in trouble?
Well, basically.
They mocked him.
Yeah, that's, in my mind, controlled opposition. Because the story isn't that the frogs are becoming, you know, they're switching genders. The story is that corporations are dumping this chemical into everything that we interact with every day, and it's affecting the frogs biologically. So what is it doing to us? Right. That's the story. But he blew it up as the frogs are turning gay because there's an agenda and it's a big conspiracy, when really what we should be focusing on is, like, why is there stuff in all of everything we touch every day?
Water. Remember,
have you ever
guy?
Seen the African clawed frog though? That's a pretty thick little frog, and
played that before,
and they stay submersed in water. So, like, this is one of the only frogs that don't come out of water. The African clawed frog, you know, they have, like, albino. They sell them at, like, different pet stores. They're literally submersed in the water their whole life. Yeah.
Oh, whoa. That's cool.
Yep. And so they never come out of the water. So I could imagine. I can say they never come out, but they are an aquatic frog.
Yeah. And frogs and a lot of, what are they? What is a frog? Amphibian?
Amphibian.
Yeah. Amphibians are genetically... Or their biology is looser, right? So they are more affected by things like this.
Now, they tried to give pregnant mice this atrazine that this guy is warning about.
Mm-hmm.
This scientist was warning about, Tyrone Hayes. And it was able to disrupt their babies. Mm. And they fed it to them. So that's why you have to be careful when you're pregnant. So we have a lot less endocrine disruptors later now. But really, we've got to focus on when people are pregnant. Not give them this.
They do a lot of stuff on mice. We only hear about the shit that don't work. Like, what if it's like an 8-foot mouse somewhere? Like, yeah, they made me, what was it, 2004 now? And, you know, I'm a mouse. Technically, my mom was a mouse, my dad's a mouse. But, you know, more of a rat, if you want to look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like, dog, like, I know some shit has worked. I know that it's some monkey somewhere that can rap like Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did some experiments. We only hear about the ones, oh, that didn't work. We hear about shit that worked. I know something worked. I don't know.
Yeah. We got to do an episode on chimeras.
What's chimeras?
That's the other thing that Alex Jones is always screaming about. Basically,
out to Alex Jones, man. screaming about some shit all the time.
The most entertaining man in America.
He is the most entertaining man in America.
It is a human animal hybrid, right? So, what he's always yelling about is that the government's trying to create these human animal hybrids. I can't follow why, but he's saying,
"What
we're
you
doing
mean
it.
Why? Because it's cool as fuck." What you talking about? Like, can you imagine? Like, yeah, you want to see some shit? Go downstairs. Like, yeah, this is a nigga wolf. And this is a very nice advanced you know what I'm saying? Our monkey nanny does a great job, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my donkey-in-law.
I'm sure the comments will tell us why. There's got to be a why.
I mean, Ninja Turtles.
Why chimeras?
Well, because if you borrow certain genes from other things, then you can help one organism grow better. Because you can borrow just one gene. It doesn't have to be human. It could be a lot of things. We do a lot of GMO stuff. So you just borrow one gene from one thing and then splice it onto another thing.
Right.
Oh, so it's like somebody said, like, kangaroo thighs. Like, if you wanted to make an NBA player with some hops.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, that gotta be why I can't dunk, because I'm regular. A lot of these guys in the NBA. Okay, I have a conspiracy. What if this is one I made. I need to make this into a movie. This is my pitch right now. It's a movie where there's only 20 NBA players ever. And what they do is, in order to get into the NBA, you know, they had to give some of their DNA. And then the NBA just keeps repeating players. Like, there's a farm of them being grown. And then we all give them all these little backstories. They didn't have a dad. They had the mom. Or, you know what I'm saying? And so there's only a handful of, like, real people. But even they have to give their DNA to the machine in order for it to be. And so that's why, like, a lot of NBA players be looking alike. And you know what I'm saying? They have similar body types and builds and mannerisms because, like, they're all going back to one person. Mm-hmm. And we just keep redoing, like, basically, like, splicing, creating for entertainment. They're not really getting that money that they say that they're getting because they could just say that they're paying a clone anything. Mm. And then just be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, drive the price for tickets up, drive whatever. And that's why they get hurt so crazy. That's what, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, stem cells could fix a lot of the issues that they had. Like, if you couldn't use, like, stem cell yourself back together.
Depends who you talk to, I think.
I don't know where the tech is on the stem cells yet. I know they're working on it.
Right.
They're definitely working on it toward that.
Yeah.
So by the time you got to that point, I guess you'd have to do it like Gattaca-y, where someone who's not from this genetic line tries out for the NBA. And so that's his story.
That's the movie.
Right. Yeah. That's a great movie. And he can't figure out why he's just not as good. Right. But then he starts noticing little stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's just like, you know, yeah, like you look at like Kobe and Michael Jordan, and it's like they're the same height. They have the same energy. They got the same kind of mentality. They move the same. You put the video side by side, and it's like, what's really going on? Mm-hmm.
Who's that kid? Isn't there like a 7'4" kid in college right now?
No, 7'5". You talk about Wimby one? Yeah, Wimby Wanyama?
I might be.
So you don't follow sports then?
No, not really.
He just got drafted.
Yeah, Victor Wimby Wanyama.
Okay.
Wimby. If you stutter at all, his last name, you might as well.
Well, you basically said it at that point.
Man, my dad stutters on W's. I've never heard him even say that name.
Say like I did. You know, the 7'5" kid.
Yeah, that's him right there. 7'5".
Yeah,
he's French.
Hold
on, 7'5" at 19, wild. Though.
Yeah.
So he still might even be growing.
Yeah.
When you get that, arms, I ain't gonna lie, though. Being that tall, he don't even look sweet.
No.
His shoulders look all, like, slunky.
He looks fragile.
Yeah.
Yeah, his health is probably at risk.
Yeah, man, what? I bite his knees off. Try to dunk on me.
It doesn't say what his wingspan is.
Wingspan is 8 feet.
His wingspan is 8 feet?
8 feet.
Wow.
You can't really do anything against that.
Oh, no, because when he jumps, nobody can block. So he shoots threes. He can dribble. Like, so he's really good. Like, he has a great passing rate. But, you know, he played in the G League, and he was really good. It's just the summer league, they showed him his little highlights. They were cool.
So you think, okay, maybe this is like they gotta up the rating, so they need to bring in, like, a new model. And this is like the creative player mode, just
exactly,
maxed out.
Exactly. I mean, because you think about Yao Ming, it's like, fam, what are the odds that there's that tall of a Chinese dude?
Actually, better than anywhere else in the world. They got the most people.
Well, so those are his parents. Theoretically, look at that. That ain't his goddamn parents. Look at that. That's a homeless man who they was just like, yeah, what's his name? How you say his last name? Who?
But they both were over 6 feet, though.
Yeah, of course.
So both his parents are over 6 feet. That's kind of.
I mean, that has to be the backstory.
Have you fallen into the NFL is rigged conspiracy holes on Twitter?
Yeah, but I mean, it just be some rigged ass shit happening in the NFL all the time.
Because I feel like it would be much harder to rig an NFL game than an NBA game.
Really?
I don't know about that.
Because you can just barely miss a shot, right? Like, those catches are crazy, but I saw a guy on Twitter say that they put magnets in the ball, and then the gloves they wear.
In basketball?
Magnets. No, in the football. And then they put...
You saw a guy on Twitter say
this? A guy on Twitter said it, don't know.
Listen. First of all, Dick Gregory said, it's magnets in the ball, man! But he's talking about basketball, though.
Oh, yeah?
But for him to say that, it's just like anything he was talking about was just like, man, he was too old to really have any of the sweet conspiracies. He had like real shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no goddamn, no turnip greens is real. You know what I'm saying? He knew all the real shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I respect Dick Gregory, but he said it's magnets in the ball and all of that is fake. Like everything is just like they know what shots they want to go in. They know it's just, you know what I'm saying? That's what they say.
That's a major conspiracy everyone have to keep.
Yeah, I mean, the players would have to know at that point. Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody's in on it. Everyone's taking a fall. Which, I mean, yeah.
It's just that I be getting really pissed when people, are like, when, like, LeBron don't win. I be, like, mad for, like, 15, 20 minutes. I be walking around like, God damn it. And I be like, man, this nigga rich as fuck. He don't even give a fuck. Like, he just like, oh, yeah. But I be like, why don't they work harder? You know what I'm saying?
Like, they work harder. You know how hard they was. All they do is shoot basketball.
He needs help. We gotta help LeBron. And if it's fake, bro, I feel so bad. Like, man, damn, I'm sitting here believing.
I don't know, but yeah, this kid's crazy.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
You know, he got into that thing with Britney Spears, right?
What?
Oh, where his?
It was him. Did you hear about it?
His security guard.
His security guard
slapped her.
That was his security guard?
Yeah. He didn't really slap her though.
Well, he like did this, but you know, Britney Spears, a security guard would do.
To
a crazy woman, she went home and hit herself with an orange. I was like, look what they did.
They both exaggerated like what happened. I think his PR team told him not to say her name, Loki. But then people were like, how do you not know Britney Spears? He's 19 and he's from France.
And she doesn't even look like Britney Spears no more. No.
She ran up behind him. That's another thing. It wasn't like she was in front of him. It was like she ran behind him. He never turned around. His security guards just put his arm up because that's what they do.
Oh,
and people were like,
the video right here.
She lucky it was Wimby and not like 50 Cent or somebody. His security guard would have beat the shit out of Britney Spears.
Look, she tried to touch him. He put his arm up. That's it.
But her face did kind of like Drunkup.
And she looks real.
She
erratic
looks horrible.
Lately, man.
We knew her when she was 16 years old.
Yeah,
and
child
they were
stars.
Like, yeah.
I said erratic. She seems very erratic.
But she gets to what the pressure of the country put on Britney Spears. Like she was a sex symbol way before she should have been a sex symbol.
That's true.
And they were taking money from her. Like, she was basically used up by the public.
She now looks like she just fell down the stairs.
I mean, she's like, I'm not going to
Did you see,
you.
And do you see the conspiracy that she's not even her? Mm-hmm. Her sister is doing those videos.
The filter slipped off,
and it didn't even look like her. I was like, oh, shit, it's not Britney Spears.
They do deep fakes, Britney Spears.
And you know what? Right. They actually probably just be regular people doing deepfakes because we would never know or question it. Yeah. You could put a Britney Spears face on anybody doing anything. We'd be like, there she go, eating snakes.
I don't know. Her sister, though, Jamie Lynn, they're not even built the same.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of videos of like TikTok filters slipping. Yeah. And it is weird and it's creepy.
There's this guy here. I can't find it without this.
Right there. You saw that?
Oh, do it again?
Holy shit. Watch this. Bam.
Yeah, that might be your sister.
But it could just be her putting on like a...
Nah, not with them sleepy ass eyes. And look at her. Looking like a demon.
Oh, this guy's got proof. I'm going to have to watch this later.
Yep.
Interesting.
That is not her.
I don't get the people who think everything is green screened. There's a whole community on Twitter.
Everything is green screen.
Anything that ever comes out of the White House now, they say is a green screen. There are people with like whole like diagrams and schematics of like.
I ain't gonna lie. I believe it.
But why would they do that?
Because they're all dead, and the White House probably got blew up 6 years ago. I just don't know what to believe no more, man.
Because we went to the White House and it was underwhelming.
We went to the White House just before Obama left. Because I didn't want to go after.
You got to be a slave to be impressed in there. Like, oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, have you done a tour or anything?
Hell no. Nah. Fuck the White House. I don't want to go in there.
I wanted to go to see if it feels weird in there. It's just a regular house.
Yeah, man, please. Yeah. Man, whatever. Going to a damn White House.
But I'm like, why would they fake it? It's there. Like,
because it's underwhelming. You know what I'm saying? So they might need to juice it up a little bit. Put like if I was in, I'd put like a tank with like a super soldier floating in some amniotic fluid behind them. And they'd be like, we would like to never negotiate. He'd just be like.
It is less impressive than like all the European palaces.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, we have a bigger military so they can go screw like. They try to be like, yeah, oh, your house is just
but
like
our military been drinking the goddamn frog juice, so we don't know what the fuck.
Oh, no. They're going to go bash the military right now. We don't get anything else but the military.
I'm joking, but I'm just saying.
The kids can't read, but we got a military.
And what's your take on this TikTok thing? You know what I'm talking about?
What's the TikTok thing?
The
That shit is crazy as hell. Yummy. Yummy. It is a blessing.
So creepy, man.
It's crazy. I'd want to slap the shit out of one of them, but it's like, you don't even know if they're real.
Let me
slap when he hurt them because they're AI. They'd be like, yummy, slap me. Do it again.
Mute this so I can play.
Like, I want to know where it comes from. As far as
it's video game.
Yeah,
comes from
they're
games.
Trying to be but like, NPC.
But was this like a thing that TikTok was like, we're going to do this new thing? Or was this like a TikToker?
There's a culture behind like doing this kind of stuff. And people pay. That's why they do it.
So they're acting as if they're like video game loading screen characters.
Like, oh, I paid this person to do this thing. Not even loading. The characters in the game do that. They repeat the same things over and over. Mm-hmm. It's a thing that's been in video games since we got dialogue. So it's just a thing of like, they just do these weird, crazy things. The thing is that it gains attention because people see it and be like, what the hell is this? And then you send it to somebody else and it's like, dog, this is weird. But people pay attention and then people buy into it because they're like, well, that can make them interact. But it's a whole, like, it's a different world. And now people are exposed to it. Now they can see it. But this kind of thing has been going on for a while. People do weird stuff on Twitch streams before it was TikTok anyway. Yeah.
Twitch streams. Weird.
I'm pretty sure some wild stuff happens on. Can't you stream live on like OnlyFans or something too? Like, I know that there's stuff that happens, like that people can pay. People will do stuff for money and then just do that. I don't know how they can sit and do that for hours because it's like you're so perfectly scripted.
That one, that lady made thousands of dollars.
She's killing it. I ain't gonna lie. She's really good.
She's the one that they got on her about it.
Gang.
But they said like a lot of people are watching, right?
Now, yeah, she gets like 20. Before it was like maybe 2,000. Now it's been up to like 20,000.
Jesus.
She's making a lot of money. Good for her.
She ain't got to show her ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Looks silly.
She has kids too. She's not even from America.
Her kids love it. Her kids, but mommy, do the thing. She's like, yum, yum. Mommy, They're like, don't mommy do it. Her man probably like, yeah, low key tonight, I want you to do the little Pikachu.
I saw a girl with a, like, she had like a TV on her head. And the thing it was that, that's a little different was her movement was more like those video games kind of are. Like, it's like fluid-like or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And doing that, she had like a... It was like literally like a TV on her head.
Wait a
like,
minute. Bring up the people who act like GTA walking around in real life. Yeah. That shit is crazy.
She was essentially doing that, but it was like movement or whatever. And then she would like turn around and just like showing her ass or whatever. And then it's like... That's what I'm saying. It's into that. Like,
these
people are
like
into
jump.
That.
Like, you know how you just press the button and he just jump? They just be like... Yeah.
There's just something so dystopian feeling about it.
It comes from a video game, and that's the thing about it. It's like you took something that was in a game.
Look at this. Look at this.
This is cool. Yeah. How they make these technically is really cool, too. It's like a GoPro on a stick kind of.
See, I take this as kind of a rejection of, like, NPC culture. They're trying to make us into NPCs. And so I take this as, like, the kids, like a mirror, a few years younger than me, the kids trying to, like, push back on that.
See, Maya tried to, like, dress it up and make it all fancy. Like, I don't think this is a, like, artistic expression of, like, we're not NPCs. No, I think...
We are individuals.
I don't know why people watch this.
This shit is amazing, and I love it. I mean, I don't know what the hell is wrong with him. Like, he could be doing anything else, but he did this. And
not
like,
that this is cool.
This was years ago, before the other thing popped up. But like I was saying, I feel like this has always been happening. You see it, and people like, I don't pay attention to it. But now that people are paying attention to it, it's like, oh, this is really strange.
This is real.
Cool. Yeah, this is cool.
This is a weird dance she's doing. Like, she's actually she's using her body. She's a good dancer.
But she's not dancing. She's trying to act like the characters in the game because this is
how
old
they move.
Yeah.
They're just like the way that they're mapped.
Yeah. PS2, because they couldn't, like, low polygon games, they don't move fluid. Like, as technology got better, so did everything become more realistic. So they're trying to act like stuff that predates that.
I don't know. This is cool. I don't like the other thing. I was like,
yeah.
It bothered Tony.
Bothered me a lot. I don't know.
What y'all think about... Did y'all see that girl who saw a baby on the side of the road?
Yeah, Carly Russell. And
she went missing.
This is like nightmare movie serial killer shit.
What do you, that or aliens?
Or, aliens. I mean, look, we've been following this story since it came out. It came out on Thursday, so we've been following closely. I've been following closely, and I told Tony about it, and he was like, this is insane. I didn't expect her to come back alive.
I didn't either.
No, I don't think anybody did.
So, I think that the baby was a trap. They probably put like some of that stuff on his jeans. So you go to smell, is this baby dirty? And you're like, oh, and then you pass out. The baby is like some kind of prop. The baby is getting paid in suckers or something like that.
That's the first thing you would do is pick up a kid on the side of the road and smell it?
Yeah. Be like, man, is this a fresh kid? Because that lets you know how long I've been out here. I'm like,
that's true.
I'll just let I want to let people get up to date. She went missing on Thursday, reported she had seen a baby on the side of the road, a toddler.
But they got her on camera.
I have the video, but the video doesn't show what she said.
Okay, go ahead.
So this is the video. And basically, so she was missing, and they thought there was a light-skinned guy or a white guy in a gray car that may have picked her up. This is her car. And it's like,
This
is her stopping.
Like to call the police or?
Stopping for the baby. And what they said, and this is all just people talking right now because she hasn't given a statement. She's still being treated. Her parents are asking for privacy. Don't know what happened.
That's why when you said alien, because I would assume if she was kidnapped, which I think is the rational explanation.
It would have been a story.
Or they would have just said, hey, this woman was just, like they would have issued a press release.
They had a whole conference.
They said she was kidnapped or she was missing.
They said that they're getting to the bottom of it. They're talking to her. They're getting a statement from her. They're getting to the bottom of what happened. And that's it. And the way it just feels like government cover up type shit. Like,
right.
Like, why would they not say anything?
I feel like you can't say kidnapped without some kind of like, they have to have proof that that's what actually happened. Now I'm thinking of all the instances of we hear about a kidnap. It's like we saw, like people saw a person get snatched or there's a detail of a person that got snatched on the lookout for this person because this person was doing this. Whereas we have no details of any of that. She saw this and then she just...
Well, what happened was she put the phone down to 911. She called 911, told about the baby. And then she called a family member and then they heard her scream on the line and then... When the cops came, they found the cell phone in her car and didn't find her.
Mm. What if the call to the police was AI? Somebody using her voice?
Yeah, I don't know. Because when they found...
There's no baby.
Well, people are saying, there's a lot of talk online now. People are like, oh, she's insane. She's da-da-da. Which is entirely possible. We don't know what happened with her. But there's so much talk at this point that it's speculation.
Oh, I forgot about she could be a little out of her shit.
But I would think if they, just for public safety, they'd be like, something weird happened. Don't stop on the side of the road.
Well, that's what they said. They had a press conference, I think, on Friday. Mm-hmm. This is in Alabama. And they gave all the details. And they were saying, basically, like, we don't know if this is an organized ring. And then you go on Twitter and you're like, people are saying that they, and this is just hearsay, you know, that they had experienced someone dragging a baby with a string trying to trap people. And you don't know if it's urban legend or not.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it's like a couple years ago. We remember people just being like wearing clown suits out in the fucking forest and shit. Like, it's weird stuff happens for sure. But it's a particular way they try to lure you in. You know, like I've mentioned, like other types of crime, like people try to rob people. They run into you with a scooter, and then you get out your car, try to check on them, and then they took your car.
Yeah.
But it's just different ways to lure people in. So if they're particularly looking for women. What do women care about? Babies. You see a baby on the side of the road. Like, even me seeing that, I'm like, bro, what? Like, why is there a child on the side of the road? You know, your first thought isn't, nah, that's some weird shit. It's like, yo, I need to save this child.
You know? I would have called it in. I wouldn't have stopped.
Yeah. You just can't afford to stop no more, man. I know it hurt for a baby. I get it, man. You have a baby in you, and it's a baby in question. But I'm not touching no fucking, because people could put fucking fentanyl on that baby. But. Actually, yeah. No.
I'd stop. I would stop. Because, it's a baby. Yeah, it could be a trap, and it's just a very good trap for women. But, like, what if the baby runs to the road? That's how I found my dog.
That's true.
Yeah. If they wanted to catch, I would put a Birkin bag on a skateboard and just pull it slow. We're gonna be like, hold on, I'm coming right back. It's a Birkin bag out here. But nah, man, like, I feel you.
Even the fact that it was at night, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's pitch black out there. It's right. What is stupid a baby dark doing out there.
They have bad parents. A lot of bad parents might have, you know, done whatever, left their baby, and so you go to rescue the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't blame her for stopping if this is what happened.
You know what I think happened? Men in Black, I think, really programmed me. Like, you remember when Will Smith shot the little girl cut out and not any of the alien cutouts? Because he was like, what is that little girl doing right there? Yeah, at night? I'd be like, what is that baby doing on the side?
Shapeshifter. Turn this up into a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Lure her.
Maybe.
Bam. Snatched her up. Fucked her for 2 days.
We don't know what happened. We don't want to say. So
the baby definitely clapped those cheeks. They said she came to a motel. She was barefooted. One sock was like down real far. That's hit from the back. When the sock down real far, that baby got on that. She probably pregnant, and I bet you it's a baby in her. And if it's a baby in her, then we know that the other baby is the father, because the baby looked just like the baby. Hmm. So, no, that was just a joke. In all seriousness, I'm glad that she's okay. I was not expecting her to come back alive, because these kind of stories just don't end like that. What's crazy about this story is how it's not somehow self-explanatory about what happened to her. She can't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't explain it. They can't tell us. And that's what makes me go off. Did y'all hear, though, the newest conspiracy about the Denver International Airport actually being a prison for reptilian people?
I've heard a lot about the Denver Airport.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I've been to the Denver Airport. And the reason why I say that is because in light of things like this that happen, right, where, like, people are getting human trafficked, they're getting snatched and all of that, and the different ways that they're doing it, then you hear about these underground sanctuaries and bunkers. And then you think, okay, well, the government got something to do with it. It's just so many things that tie into each other. But the latest is the barrier of the airport has barbed wire that is not aimed at the outside of the airport. It's aimed inside the airport to keep whatever is in there in, similar to how they would do a prison. The layout for the runways is a swastika. The statue that killed
people, from the
statue that went up killed the person who made it. It fell on them.
Yeah, that's wild.
Then they have these weird, like, post-apocalyptic martial law style like murals all through the airport that show, like, men in gas masks, like, with guns holding children.
It seems like they're leaning into
these all got covered up now. And now they have, like, posters. Like, are we creating the world's greatest, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, mm-hmm. or are we underground, whatever? But, so they are kind of leading into that. However, though, this airport cost, like, damn near $1 billion to make. And they replaced it with an airport that didn't even need replacing.
You know what's weird about it? Because you've been there. Mm-hmm. I've flown out of Denver a couple times. It's so far away.
Have you seen the Mayan ruins that are in there?
No.
What?
I've never had time to, like, hang out.
Nah, bro. When you're a comedian,
it looked like...
You seen it?
Maybe not. Maybe I've seen the one that... It looks like a Star Wars set. Is that what you're talking about?
Where it's like
a train kind of go through?
No, it's like a pyramid. Look it up, like, Mayan ruins. They have, like, a whole exhibit, like...
It's in the airport?
Like in the airport.
The airport's big as fuck, though.
Yeah, too damn big.
But it's so far away from the city. That's what I always remember thinking, like... There's nothing between the city and the airport. It's like you drive through nothing for a long time.
Right.
There's also
been said that a lot of the world leaders have property around this airport.
Mm. Well, they say there's a underground military base in Denver here. It's called the Notch, and that the Denver airport is near Buckley Air Force Base.
Hmm.
Mm.
So, I mean, they're not going to tell us if anything's going on down there.
Yeah, this is what I saw. Yeah, this is what I saw. Yeah.
And this is in the airport?
Yeah. I literally had a layover, and I looked over that balcony to see that. And I was like, what the? It was crazy.
When was this?
This was 2017. Well, I saw it in 2019.
Oh, so it's still there.
It should be still there. But it's like, it's huge. And you see, that's not like when you're walking by, they're not walking down a ramp or nothing like that. Like, you're just walking by that, and you just walk up to it and look at it. And it's like the bottom of, like, a pyramid. It's just like, why is this here? This airport is so creepy, but the newest stuff is that I want y'all to look at is the fact that the barbed wire on the outside is set up like a prison is.
Mm-hmm.
and that most of the world leaders have property right around this airport.
It'd be interesting to see, yeah, like you said, how much more expensive was this airport compared to other airports?
Exactly.
If it was a lot, it's weird.
Well, it was. It was. And it went like years over overdue on the project. Like it took way more over the estimation of how long it was going to take. And they said that they put buildings down. Like building. Yeah, March 19th, 1994, which is my birthday. I wasn't born on 94, but March 19th. You know what I'm saying?
Masons.
Boom, 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 boom. Tunnels and underground buildings.
Yeah.
They if you go to the top, they got
Yeah, look, it's in the middle of nowhere.
It's probably because of the elevation is fucking ridiculous out there.
But it's just flat from the airport to the city. It's just
But then they say it was in the airbase nearby, so they probably had the airbase was probably first. Mm-hmm. So then give it space because you don't want crossing air.
Mm-hmm.
So then you move that one further away. Because, I mean, most of the time, even in regular cities, the airport is not near, like, city area because of all the buildings or mountains or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, but it's far away. You need to
be in a clear place.
It's like 30 minutes. But I feel what you're
saying,
though.
What he's saying is, like, okay, LAX is right in Long Beach, right? So, like, when you come out of LAX, you're kind of in the city.
It's more, what's it? Inglewood.
Really. Inglewood, my bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Burbank Airport is right in Burbank. You come out of the airport, it's a McDonald's right there. Like, this shit is like airports over here and then
30-minute drive, I think.
City.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Weird. Like, that's which crazy. Is like
it's probably
way...
because it's a newer airport. They got to build newer. Some shit around
yeah,
it.
It is newer, right. But it's new enough to where if they had a plan for the development, even a 5-year plan, shit would have been built around there.
I'm thinking, like, even when we were at Salt Lake City, it wasn't shit around that airport either. I'm
trying to remember Salt Lake City Airport, because that's another weird town. Mm-hmm. Salt Lake City's crazy.
Yeah. Lake City Airport wasn't even near, like, Salt Lake City. It took us forever to get
there. Yeah, but there were still, like, neighborhoods and stuff. Like, you can kind of see like, why.
Homes. I'm trying to think of another place we went.
If you got space like that, then build it away from the city, because you don't want something going wrong and it crashed in the city. That's the last thing you want.
30 minutes away from the city.
Right. That's there's a difference. I feel what both of them are saying. Outskirts is one thing. But, like, away from, it's kind of different. It's almost inconvenient.
See, this
there's
is
no
what,
hotels around there.
Bring
like
up
that.
A map, actually. Can you bring up Denver Airport?
But these
on
are
Google
the barbed
Maps?
Wires that they're talking about. Oh, yeah, about. Yeah. But this is what Burbank Airport looks like.
But
if
the,
you drive by there, the same barbed wires. They don't want people climbing
right,
the fence
but
and
it's,
getting
but,
on the.
But listen, but it's pointed outward, right? The Denver Airport has the barbed wire pointed inward almost to keep something in.
I just remember the distance. And my other conspiracy is I never have enough time to actually walk around the airport. Last time I went, I had a layover there, and I was like, great.
Man, I left some Versace sunglasses in Salt Lake City Airport, and nobody turned them in.
Damn.
I had a layover there, but it got extended because it started snowing.
Denver?
Yeah, and I was like, bro, let me get out of here, bro.
I would have
you know what's
been
good
all
ass?
Over that airport.
Papa Do's in Houston Airport is lit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you little layover, go to Papa Do's.
Houston's airport is far as shit, too. From Houston? That yes.
Well, that's... Houston's a weird city, though. Because the downtown Houston is like...
It's pretty small.
It's very small and tall.
Yeah.
And it's the best food in the country, I think, Houston, by the way.
But that... I remember being at the airport, I was like, this is dumb far from... Because we were leaving, I was like, okay, let me see how far it actually is. And then we were going back, I was like, bro, this is stupid far
yeah.
from
But
Houston
it is around
itself.
Stuff.
I like Atlanta airport food.
Oh, is this the Denver? Here, throw that
yeah,
up
look
here.
At that.
Okay, I might have been.
The Colorado Air and Spaceport. Hmm. So that's interesting.
Spaceport.
I said there's an Arsenal Museum. I'm trying to think, like, we might need a satellite, maybe. Do they have satellite? Like, can you change the map view
to
like, satellite?
On the left?
Oh, layers. Here we go.
We're doing an investigation live right now.
So it's probably mountains. And then they needed a flat area to be at. So it's not, it doesn't look like it's too far.
All right, I concede. To you, sir.
It's just
good work.
It doesn't. No, I'm saying it doesn't look too far away. Like just by generally looking at the map, like it's not like a straight shot.
But isn't that what they would do if they want? Never mind. Yeah,
stuff is not just. I mean, but it's just like, you know, this airport being rumored to have all those underground things. Them kind of leaning into it, trying to make it ridiculous, which is like, of course, that's like every movie. Like you guys robbing this bank? Yeah, we're robbing the bank. It's like. Get out of here. And then, you know what I'm saying? Those were the robbers. And it's like, you know, I think that I've been looking into the Nephilim lately, and I think that all of this, you heard about the guy underground who was saying that, I mean, the guy who went under to the underground bunker said that like 30 foot tall giants are working right next to scientists, and they called themselves the Nephilim.
Who said that?
I don't be knowing their names.
Because a lot of people say stuff just to get clout. A lot of people say stuff to get clout, and they've been doing it forever.
I want some clout. I saw a giant. I was at, and so the giant looked at me and said, "We are coming and we are real."
So just to explain people what a Nephilim is, they supposedly mated with the daughters of men in the Old Testament. And so they're supposed to be these big giants.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I want some.
Why
proof
would
of
it
this.
Not be real though? Just because we don't have proof, like
I think the
they have bones.
To me, the better question is...
I don't
is,
know if they actually have those ones. A lot of those are hoax.
And that's my thing. It's like I don't know why it would be covered. I'm sure the comment section will tell us why.
They
but
tell
why
us
would
that
they
is hoax.
Hide the bones.
What do you mean? Why would they hide the bones? Listen, they talk about they have news clippings from like the 1916. Like in other news, the remains of a 15-foot giant was found in a cave. Whenever and it's like it was no point in propaganda.
Yellow journalism. They lied all the time back then.
Well, actually, a lot of what you're talking about, I've heard. Again, who knows? But I have heard a lot of it was like roadside attraction stuff. It was like, hey, come see the big fake giant.
So people make money if they think there's giant bones here.
But don't you guys agree that stuff being fake leads to or plays right into the hands of people trying to hide stuff from us anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so the deeming it ridiculous is just basically going along with them saying, yeah, it's not real. Don't even worry about it, which is could be a thing. But also it's like that's just what they would tell us. Meanwhile, you know, it's in the Bible. Meanwhile, they talk about these different, you know, other countries where they found this stuff at. And we're just out of the know. And I just hate being out of the know and feeling like I know it because I've been taught to think it's ridiculous.
Mm.
That's like my biggest fear is thinking that something is ridiculous because I don't know about it.
Well, the thing, and this is what I always say, is they send out all these ridiculous conspiracy theories to keep you from looking at the stuff that they're doing and publishing. And people don't bother to read what they're actually publishing because they're doing some really messed up stuff. They publish it. They let everybody know they're doing it. But nobody cares that much. It's not that interesting because mm-hmm. they have giants and other stories that are going around that is more like shiny stuff. You know, look at this, more interesting. But when you look at like what legit they admit to doing, they're just like, oh, yeah, no, that's no big deal.
Right. What was that? Remember that there was a Duke in that European Duke before World War One that had like his giant army?
Oh, yeah. He did,
like,
basically
bred the tallest people in his country with the other tallest people in his country to make like a regiment of like 7 foot tall super soldiers.
Was it the Czech Republic?
It might have been the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
But I mean, to me, the stuff in the Bible and stuff, where I will go almost fully is like, I think maybe life on Earth came from some sort of, I don't think it's impossible to say that aliens weren't, you know, were on the planet at some point in the past, maybe even while humans were kind of in our current state. And maybe they were super tall. I would love to see some physical evidence.
Yeah. What about, you know, they have those big rock formations that look like a face. Yeah. And they talk about the possibility of, you know, something turning all the giants in the world into stone. And a lot of the mountains is them laying down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, man. You just never know.
Have you seen that movie Troll?
Yes.
The new one?
Yes. On Netflix.
Oh, man. I wanted that to be so much better than it was.
The trailer was so good.
It was so good.
I just wish, like, man, I never thought about, because you think troll, you think little motherfucker. You don't think no big ass troll like that. When that eye opened up, man, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't really worth it. This is the Potsdam Army you're talking about, where this guy recruited like 8 foot tall people. And you could theoretically breed a race of giants. Those that basketball player we're just talking about.
Yeah.
You read the tallest of the tallest. Yao Ming's wife is pretty tall. I think they're trying to do that in China.
Oh, I bet they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet China would. It seems something they would do.
Hell yeah. They probably got them having 2 kids a week.
Yeah. The Potsdam Giants. Frederick, like Duke Frederick Williams or whatever. He Like, the whole story's so weird. Like, he did this, but then he wouldn't put him in battle because he didn't want him to get hurt. And really? He would just, like, bring him out to show people. Like, yeah, he'd have an audience, and he'd be like, you want to check out my giants? He'd have him come in and be like, look at this dude. He's so
look,
big.
Look. Put your hand like this, man. Put your hand like this. Look. Look at my shit. Look at his shit, man. Crazy. Put your hand down. They listen to me. Yeah, sit. They all are sit, man. They sweet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You want one? That's crazy, man. Well, you know, another week of us not ever experiencing or seeing anything cool. I haven't seen a dinosaur or a ghost or an alien or a tall gray or short gray or a tall white. None of these black leather aliens. I have not seen anything. And I'm just regular, man. I'm sick of being regular and not knowing stuff.
Well, on the old, I think this is about a month old, but the Vegas thing.
What's the Vegas thing?
Remember when, I don't know if we talked
the
about
the alien it. Crash in that backyard?
Well, yeah, there were a bunch of reports of UFOs in the area, of like something in the air in the area. And then a family called in and said something was in
crashed
the backyard.
In their backyard, right.
And the cops showed up and they're all like scared. There's a video of it.
We saw the video. We didn't see anything.
Yeah, we were sitting in the video. Somebody was hiding behind a truck. I'm like, man, why would they even think to hide? Why would they even know to hide? What would make them think to be discreet?
But when the story came out, I just kept being like, why didn't they take a video? I didn't realize that they did take a video.
It got confiscated.
Dark.
Yeah. And then it got wiped, edited, and then they gave it to us. Now put it out. Now see, people could see something. It's like, man, bro, I think they had a real video of what the fuck it really was. It was an 8-foot monster. And they're not going to say anything. But of course, it would happen to them and not me. I will keep it a secret, man. I just come in here and be like, y'all know I know. I can't say shit, but because they don't play when you say shit, but I know, man.
Well, we don't know that all organisms have to be material. So you could see stuff, but just on a mental level.
Ooh, you think I need to try the DMT and see what I see?
The answer to that is always yes.
Man, I do need to try that. I need to try that shit this month, man, while I got time.
When you tried it, because you were a full-on atheist before you tried it.
You put that label on me a lot.
You were a proud atheist, and I was like, okay, let's see. Let's just see.
It's eye-opening, I will say that.
So do you think it would make somebody less atheist or more atheist?
Less atheist.
I think so, yeah. I mean, again, I don't know if I would call myself a straight-up atheist.
Did.
I was like, I bet it's complicated, and we wouldn't understand it if somebody told us. That was always my afterlife prediction. But you see that and you kind of go like, man. Well, because the first time I did it was like out of my head, completely out of the room, like time slowed down, all of it, like completely shedding the self experience. And just like it made me understand the idea of being a smaller part of a greater whole, like to a level that I never really got before. Mm. You know what I mean? So it made me feel like,
it can kind of strip away your individuality a little bit.
Yes.
Because you belong, like you're almost having a nerve experience more so than a shell. You know how they like can take all the nerves out of a person and lay it out and it'd be like eyes, a brain.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, but that is like the base of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Everything else is what you wear to kind of get that around. We literally got these bodies so that we can take our brain from place to place and basically go over there and think and then go over here and think. That's all it is. And so when you forget the vanity of the shell, because it's just a shell, and what's really important is what's behind, I think that's what weed does for me sometimes. Mm. Like weed makes me like, wow, look at me. Like, but I can't see me, but I can see me. I'd be like, man, I'd probably be looking crazy when I be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just like disassociate a little
bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe on just different levels, I think DMT probably takes it up. And I do want to try it, man.
And people are really like, the idea of kind of shedding that ego is like, it's scary. What it did, I think, even more than that was like, give me peace with death. It was like, if this is gotta be what it feels like to die, and if it's fine.
Well, that's what they say with the near-death experiences, that they see something very similar to what you see under DMT. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is that you forget about it in like a week.
That's true.
It's not like one of those things that you're like, oh my God, I've seen the other side, and then you're like, oh yeah, well, okay, well, I still got bills.
Which is crazy to think about. Because, yeah, we know people who do and have done intense ayahuasca kind of experience. Like DMT is a more like condensed, like punch in the face.
I was gonna ask you, what is like the difference between DMT and ayahuasca, other than the way that it's made? I know I understand the ayahuasca is like takes like 30 days to make. It has to be continually moved.
So ayahuasca is the vine plus a MAO inhibitor, because your body won't digest the DMT. Like, you can't eat DMT and have anything happen. Nothing will happen. Your body won't do that. So what ayahuasca is the vine plus an MAO inhibitor. So you drink that, and it's a lot. And there's a couple different kinds, and you go through this hours-long experience. With DMT, what you do is you extract the pure...
When you say the vine, you're talking about the bark of the tree.
Yeah.
Because basically, DMT is present within, like, pretty much anything living. Right, but it's super condensed in these tree bark that you can find in the rainforest or whatever. So that's what she means by the vine.
So you have to, when you drink that tea, if you drink it alone, just make you sick. But if you have the MAO inhibitor, then it'll actually work, and you have an hours long experience. Now with the DMT, it's usually in a crystal form, and this is what I've heard. I have no idea. And you just extract that through a process, and you extract the crystals. And that's something you can smoke or you can snort, and it only lasts 15 minutes.
I don't know if can you snort it?
People have snorted it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
People have snorted it. Oh, yeah.
But,
that's crazy what you said there. Oh, trust me.
But the biggest difference in the feeling of it is DMT, it starts and ends in 5 minutes. It's like, it's probably if you take enough of it, it is the most intense psychedelic experience you can have. And it's over like in 5 minutes. And you're out. Like when you're out, like you're going to, you know, mentally process what happened, but you could drive a car. Wow. Like there's very little lingering. Have you ever done salvia?
I was just, oh my God, you took the words out of my mouth. It's kind of like salvia, and I haven't done salvia. I was going to, but then I saw this dude flip the fuck out.
Yeah.
It was probably me.
I did a lot of salvia for a little bit. Oh yeah.
So like, crazy. Why? Because then you get used to flipping out, and then you just like it becomes funny or something.
It was like a cartoon. What's interesting is salvia is like a more synthetic, lighter version of DMT. So salvia makes you feel more like it does. DMT feels very real, like the most real thing I've ever experienced.
You don't know which world is real.
Yeah. Salvia, you know you're playing a game. You might kind of get lost in it, but you know you're kind of in it.
My homeboy did some salvia, and he said he was watching a movie. He said Will Smith looked at the screen like, dance. And he was like, man, I got up and danced, but I didn't know what to do.
A buddy of mine was cooking salvia for a long time. So, really? Yeah, because we would get it from the head shop, and then it became hard to get. So my friend, I won't say his name, but love that guy. And you can order the materials, cook it on the stove, and he like was kind of figuring his process out. So we did a lot of it to kind of like figure out like how to do it right. But it's just fun. And it's another one, like you said, it's like 5 minutes in and out. Yeah. But then ayahuasca is more of like you drink the tea, it's a few hours, and you drink the tea again, a few hours. It like drags.
And then the shaman is supposed to be doing a lot of drum work.
Mm-hmm.
And
meditating.
No, he does drum work.
Well, you're supposed to.
You're supposed to be meditating. He does drum work. But a lot of people, if you're in an intense meditation state and you're hearing this drum work, you can also transcend. Mm-hmm. So how much of that is the drum work as well? Mm-hmm. You got to be put in a specific environment. Now, there's a community that's legal to do ayahuasca in the United States, the Santo Daime, and they pretty much just sit you on a chair. It's very like straight up ayahuasca, and you can do that if you're part of this religion.
Yeah, and I've never done it. I don't have the patience for it, and I don't want to sit with myself for that long, so that's why DMT was great for me.
That's some wild shit, man.
But yeah, and we've got a psychonaut friend that basically says he did acid a lot, but he said after a little doing that for a while, he's basically been able to get himself in a similar mind state by just meditating.
He went crazy.
He did go absolutely insane.
He went nuts.
Love him, but yeah, he went a little nuts.
He went legit crazy.
You gotta be crazy though for some of this shit to work.
Nah, man.
I'm just saying, like, to really work, where you're like, oh, yep, there it is, man. There it is, man. I'm on the sun taking a shit, and I feel it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be fucking nuts. All right, I'm gonna do DMT, man. We're gonna set it up, man. I'm gonna do some DMT, and then I'm gonna come immediately onto the podcast and be like, this is what I saw. And I'm, you know, if it fucks up my funny, man,
it won't.
I'm gonna sue. Like, I can't be funny. I cannot be funny anymore.
We know a lot of people have tried it and no bad experiences. I know it has happened. You shouldn't do it.
That one guy shit himself.
Well, you really shouldn't do it if you have any, like, if you have any mental.
Yeah, if you're schizo, you'd know if you're schizo.
Oh, yeah, I know about schizo. So I mean, but would you know?
Yeah, you know, like 25. Right.
No, I was talking to myself. Oh. Would you know? I would like to eat them. No, that was Venom. So, yeah, man.
Here's the one last thing I'm going to say about psychedelics. Because
we could be in this
warning.
Room for an hour talking
yeah,
about
it. Yeah, just as a warning is that if you have any mental illness, don't do psychedelics. It can drag you to that. You think you're going.
If you have any what?
Mental. Okay. Mental illness. But yeah. That you think that you're transcending levels. So that when you just said you have to be crazy to da da da, you think you're transcending these levels. That person is not. Mm. Like, it actually benefits you to be sane and keep your wits about you mm-hmm. the entire time.
Yeah. So this, it can be, it's really not.
Well, a lot of people say it's, Alex Jones says it's demons tempting you to the other side. Mm-hmm. So you got to be careful. With that,
is demons doing what?
Tempting you to the other side. That's what Alex Jones says, but I wouldn't put much faith into that.
Yeah, cause... I wouldn't even tell me that before I do. I'd probably just wait till after it was over. Cause now I'm scared a little bit.
No, you'd be good. It's
Alex
shit.
Jones says a lot of bad
it's
things.
It's just one of those things that if you believe in the dark underworld, be careful with this kind of stuff.
Oh God, now that's all I'm gonna think about. As soon as I smoke the DMT, like underworld, and I'm gonna be right there.
No, that's what's great about DMT is you don't decide what you're gonna think about.
Oh. You have no decide.
Like acid, you decide what you're thinking about. You're like, oh, I'm having a bad thought. Let me focus on my hand. DMT, that's what makes it feel so real. Is like it feels like you're having an experience that you are not in control of, which can sound scary, but it's a share it across experiences. People have very similar experiences.
I've never had a bad time except when they said, why do you still keep doing
this? Get out of here.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. And I took a break for a few years.
Damn.
But who is they? That's the question we should leave.
Yeah.
With.
Probably Dan Aykroyd. So no, I don't know. I don't even know Dan. I just, you know what I'm saying? Just sound like a nigga that'd be over there. Little name. I am Mr. Aykroyd. Anyway, this has been another episode of CP Podcast, man. You know, it's always the questions, never the answers. We don't even try to act like we know the answers. But we damn sure know the questions. Why are these motherfuckers so big? Are they Nephilims? Could a baby morph into a teenage or grown wolf man and sexually enslave a lady for 2-3 days? Can your taint shrink to the size of a frog's taint? All right. Well, you know, now your dick and your ass get hard because they're so close together. My ass is hard. And we fuck around and start saying that. She had my ass hard. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Anyway, these are the questions, man. Never the answers. I'm out of here. Peace. That's Tony. That's Amir. That's Maya. That's Roman. We out of here. Peace.